possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, we're hanging out at Murph's. One of our favorite spots, guys, as we get ready for tonight's All-Star Game. And last night, the festivities over at Truist Park, a lot of fun. Mike, I thought they did a terrific job of putting the event on. And tonight, the stars will shine, and hopefully our guys, including Ronald Acuna and Matt Olson and all the guys that are playing for our Atlanta Braves, get a chance to shine. Before we get into any of the stuff that Kirby had to say and the dogs being here in town today, because SEC Media Days are going on, guys, downtown, Mike and I will broadcast from there tomorrow, and we'll be down there. But today, Georgia, Texas, Auburn in town, and Mike, before we get to that, last night you had a chance to be at the Home Run Derby, man. What did you think?
It's great. I mean, it's a blast to be sitting there. We were just to the right of the foul pole, so just to the right of the chop house in foul territory, and just to watch those balls that were just clearing the chop house, the one that I think everybody was talking about, how they do this now with the technology, I don't know, but immediately we knew that that ball that went past the racetrack sign and left the property was 513 feet off the bat of O'Neill Cruz, and that was amazing. It seemed like last night guys would just come off, like, right off the jump. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then I'm really hot, and it's really, I'm tired now. So everybody would take a break, but the only guys that were the exception to that rule, and it was something, you know, to see Raleigh from the Mariners and certainly O'Neill Cruz, but they put on a hell of a show. You know, it is made for TV, so there are a lot of breaks in the action. One of the cool things I was telling Carl before the show today, they had two of the best high school home run hitters, a kid from Kansas, some kid from Texas, and they were going at it, hitting some home runs. They won 9-8. So that was one of the ways you didn't maybe not see it on TV, but it was one of the things to keep the fans occupied. But no, it was great. I mean, I'd never been to one, but just to see balls never hit where you've – if you're anyone's a regular season ticket holder at Truist Park, it's rare to see some of the balls going where those went last night.
Even when you get a chance to watch batting practice before the games, it is rare that guys do the kind of things that they did in those competitions. And, you know, they've changed the rules over the years, and that, I think, also
tighten
helps.
It up.
Yes, because it used to just linger on, and it just went on for way too long. But now, with the new rules and how guys advance, big shout-out to Matt Olson. Look, he did everything he could. He got hot.
Right.
Didn't get hot enough. But at the end of the day, I thought he had a good showing, Mike.
Yeah, credit to my buddy Don Mojito. He got a laugh in the section we were in. We were in section 10. Saw Brian Jordan last night, by the way.
What's up, Reed?
Section 9.
What's going on?
But anyway, he said last night, he goes, well, these home runs don't count, so it should be perfect for Matt Olson. Unfortunately, yeah, he just did the best he could, gave it the college try. But, yeah, man, it was just entertaining to see a lot of these guys. One thing I think amongst the fans, because we hate the Yankees. Sorry to the Yankee fans here at Murph's who made the trip from New York. But, and ironically, he had the same amount of home runs as Matt Olson, and that's Jazz Chisholm.
Yeah.
Nobody wanted to see him in there, and he just seemed like he was totally miscast in the contest.
No doubt about it, guys. If you're headed down to the All-Star Game tonight and there are fans here already hanging out at Murph's having a good time, give yourself plenty of time to take it all in, man. As Mike said, we probably won't see another one of these for another 20 years.
Right on.
This is just how it works. And the last time it was here was 2000. We should have had it a few years ago. We know how that went, but it's here now. And if you're a kid and you're taking your kid to this event, it's just it's a once-in-a-lifetime kind of deal, man, especially in your home city. So enjoy. More on the All-Star Game coming up. But the news today, SEC, Kirby speaking today, and also he went on with Andy and Randy. We're going to play that interview for you a little bit later on today. You know, I listened to him at the podium today, and, you know, Kirby said one thing that really stood out. He said a bunch of stuff. But, Mike, when he talked about the NIL world that we're in, and he keeps talking about the money is not an issue, and he's not worried about that. But he was saying they just don't want this to be transactional. And I think that's such a big deal when you talk about this world we're now living in college football, where you contact a ninth or tenth grader and the first thing out of their mouth is, how much do you have for me?
Right.
They've not played it down for you. They've not done anything for your program. And Kirby's like, we're more into relationships. And a guy hit me up and he said, well, what coach wouldn't say that? Most of them, because now it's simply about cutting a check. And last year, Ohio State won the national championship, guys, because they spent the most money. They had a good team.
They kept their players, but they got their guys to stick around.
Correct, but they spent the most money. And we're in this day and age now that if you don't, Mike, pay one guy enough, he's going to go somewhere else. And Kirby's like, see ya. And I just think that's so important when you talk about how you want to build your team. And he is simply telling all these recruits that might be thinking about Georgia, look, we love you, but this is not just going to be transactional.
Tyler Atkinson, the number one defensive player, number one player in the state of Georgia, goes to Texas because Texas is bringing money. So, you know, at some point, look, if you're going to Texas, you're going to the NFL. If you're going to Georgia, you're going to the NFL. Where it gets interesting, you know, is what happened a couple years ago when, what's his name, the great corner went to Jackson State with Deion.
Oh, Tyler. No. You're talking about Travis.
Travis Hunter.
Yes.
Well, Travis, that was the one. Remember, he was on the hook for initially Georgia, then it was Florida State. And that was like, whoa, where'd that come from? But right now, I mean, he went to Miami, the offensive lineman. That was more about the money. So Georgia has lost out on two of the best recruits simply because the other school came with, in essence, a penny more. So this goes down to, do you have a connection with the guys that recruited you, the position coaches, or is it simply about cash? Cynics will say, it's simply about cash.
I think it is.
Because I could go to Texas and be an NFL player like I could go to Georgia.
I think I'm not going to say that the relationships don't matter, because I still think there are going to be guys who choose Georgia or whatever schools recruited them the hardest in their minds and their family. That old school approach hasn't changed. But what has, Mike, is when you come to the table and you said it, a penny more. If you're willing to pay a kid $100,000 more than what he's getting, that's a big deal. And and that is what's going on in this day and age. And Kirby's like, look, you know, it's not just going to be about that. And I also, you know, something else he said too today was he wants guys that are hungry. Mike, how do you stay hungry when you're getting this?
Well, that's
– how do you stay hungry?
That's the rub. I mean, how do you – we've seen everybody's set for – no matter what the sport is, baseball, football, NBA, you know, if you get that fat cat syndrome, how do you keep that juice? How do you coach up a kid who's making $3 million? How do you get on a kid's ass who's making $3 million?
You have to.
You know what I'm saying? But I mean, no. But knowing that there's that balance, Don Nealon, when I was working in West Virginia, I got to host some of those big coaches' dinners, and Nealon was like, "Well, you got to love them up on the recruiting trail. Once they're there, it's a different story."
It always is.
But nowadays, with the transfer portal, I guess it all comes down to the mental makeup. You know, if you got a guy like Jalen Walker, he's there to get coached up. You know, guys who play for Nick Saban in Alabama were there to take that tough love. But that is the line you have to walk as a head coach.
404-726-0929. We'll let you hear what Kirby had to say today. Interview with Andy and Randy on the way. The other thing today is, for the first time, we really heard from Gunnar Stockton. What is Gunnar Stockton? What is Gunnar Stockton going to be? How good is Gunnar Stockton? I don't have any of those answers right now. I just don't. I cannot tell you, based on what I saw last year, that he is going to lead this team to the national championship. Or for that matter, Mike, he's the best quarterback in the SEC coming into the season, because he's not perceived to be that. But he was asked today whether or not he feels like this is his team now. This is what he said. He said he does feel like it's his team. Being there, it's been a great experience.
Right.
Everybody talks about, like, this energy around Gunnar Stockton that he brings, like, you know, this fire.
Stetson Bennett-like energy.
Okay. I mean, I
don't want to compare it, but you do get that vibe,
yeah,
don't you?
And you know, the thing about Stetson is he made plays. And we haven't seen Gunnar make enough plays yet to put him in that category. But, yeah, he's supposed to have that fire.
It's kind of like the Penix Jr. argument. You know, you've only seen a small sample size of Penix Jr. You've seen about the same amount of playing time for Gunnar Stockton. And I think it's – I don't say it's wishful thinking, but you know Gunnar Stockton, Kirby's going to ride with the guy who's got the minute more of experience. Puglisi is still relatively an unknown entity.
He is.
So here we go. You're gonna ride and die with this kid. You better hope your offensive line is great. You can run the ball. Defense is ready to rock.
Hey, man, we're here at Murph's Fan Village going on, Cobb Galleria. Come through. We'd love to get a chance to see you. So many of our listeners came out yesterday just hanging out with us. Some went over to the Home Run Derby today. Some will go over to the All-Star Game. And you can also find us on social media, guys. ATL, and I'm at Put 'em Up, C Dukes. The radio show is Dukes and Bell 929, and of course, follow the radio station at 929 The Game.
Andy and Randy got Kirby, but we got the Bud girls.
Thank you. Hey, man.
Budweiser girls are here in the house at Murph's. So go for the old school, man. I was, when you drink so much when you're on a fishing trip in the Keys, like you've done this, we've talked about this. Sometimes it's like, you wake up, what am I going to drink today? So I went with the leaded Bud, the old school Budweiser.
Very nice.
You know, and it's crisp and refreshing.
That's what my dad used to drink.
And so my dad too. We had those Budman stickers all over the garage and on the fridge. So, yeah, man, we're going to drink some ice cold Buds before we head out over to the ballpark.
And they've got, they're handing out, I don't know, those shots, Day-Day? What are they handing out here too? I mean, they got some stuff going on over here at Murph's,
hey,
man.
Now.
You guys might want to make your way over here.
Come for the Bud girls, stay for the cheese curds.
No doubt. Hey, coming up along the way, we got special guests too today. And one is really cool. A guy that produced a show that we fell in love with, and apparently a lot of Americans did, the F1 show on Netflix.
Drive to Survive.
The producer of that show has now done something similar, okay, but it's not going to be the same, with the SEC. This will be coming out as well. And we're going to get a chance to talk to him because he's in town talking about this and promoting it with SEC Media Days going on. So Paul Martin's going to join us a little bit later on, maybe around 3:40 today. Also, our buddy Bruce Feldman from The Athletic to talk some college football. We'll get a chance also to hear from Kirby Smart, as Mike said, from Andy and Randy. And plenty of your thoughts as well, man. We got a lot to chop up. I want you to hear one other thing from Gunnar Stockton because he is going to be one of the big topics of conversation as the season gets underway, guys. And Kirby said this today. They're young. Some people may hear that and think Kirby's making excuses. No, he's just telling you, we don't have the experience we had over the last few seasons. Here's Gunnar.
Who's going to argue with that? Right?
Nobody. I mean, dude, you've been stacked for 4 years in a row. Now, you had a bunch of guys that came back. But
they
are young. There's a lot of learning that's going to go on. He said, Gunnar Stockton said this about people underestimating what he brings to the table. Yeah, he's saying, look, I try not to pay attention to the comments of people saying, what does he bring to the table? Or if they're underestimating what he brings to the table. I don't think he can, Mike. I think you have to just kind of put that to the side. But I will tell you, man, if you know, he struggles early on, there's going to be a lot of doubters out there about Gunnar Stockton and was this the right decision.
Well, as we said, the dynamic quarterback. Now, you do have you got a superstar quarterback waiting in the wings. That's what they had to wait till they get here. He's not on campus. Georgia, and we've had this debate, and it's not a black or a white thing. We're just talking about the super athletic quarterback thing, whatever that guy is. So that's the one piece who's been missing. Because as we know, the Justin Fields was well documented. He left. And whether that was simply a coaching thing and they just didn't have the fit or know how to use him or whatever, or Kirby is simply always going to go with the guy who's got a little more experience. But that, to me, if you have a team that maybe wants to put you over the top, for instance, you know, if you had a Cam Newton, imagine if you freeze had a Cam Newton-type quarterback. You could overcome all the other, let's be honest, holes you have in that roster. Because sometimes one player can be that difference maker. Kirby, when you got a team that's as good as that, when you have that superstar, that's why we harp on that superstar quarterback thing. That's, for me, the one thing that could put you over the top in a season like this.
Totally.
Maybe Gunner's going to be that guy. Maybe not.
Maybe. And, he's not afraid to use his legs. We saw him tuck it and run it in the few appearances he had last year, and I think he gained valuable experience there. Mm. All right, Arch Manning's in town as well, guys. A lot of anticipation about what he might say today as the Longhorns are here.
You just better give him the Heisman right now, Carl Dukes.
That's how they're talking. I mean, literally, that's how they're talking. It's like, he's just going to, run through the season and be in New York. I don't know if it's going to be that easy. But that's all on the way, man. And also today, what did Hugh Freeze say, Mike, to the critics about playing golf? We'll get to all of that. Murph's guys, stay there. It's Dukes and Bell.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at Bragworthy prices. at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It means the world, you know. You know, I could hit zero home runs and I would have had just as much fun, so I just can't believe we won. It's unbelievable.
I don't know why. It was the odds-on favorite, Mike, to,
yes,
to win the contest.
We picked him at the show yesterday. I figured Cal Raleigh's going to get it done.
Mariners catcher wins the home run derby contest. It's Dukes and Bell live at Murph's, guys, here at the Cobb Galleria. Hanging out, getting ready for tonight's All-Star game. I still don't like the idea you told me yesterday when the lineup came out that Ronald Acuna's not leading off. Don't like it.
Batting second, Shohei Ohtani, the number one most marketable player on the planet.
Yeah.
And, you know, they've done a decent job, certainly. I think it's more about just maybe his superstar, his international appeal. We talk all the time about, you know, marketing their stars. They've never marketed Ronald. I think one thing last night, and we talked a little bit about this, you'd love to see the guys, like, I understand it. It's their prerogative to not do interviews in English, but it'd be so much cooler to see these guys make the effort to, I think that would bring so many more fans in to at least maybe build their brand, for lack of a better word, for some of those players. But Ronald Acuna is making that effort right now this season. He will bat second in the lineup for Dave Roberts, who, yay, to the victors go to spoils. He won a World Series. He makes the lineup.
No, he makes the lineup card. Look, you can't go wrong in an All-Star game. It's part of it is this is where you have fun and you can mix the lineup up. This is, as kids, you'd go, well, I want this guy to be the leadoff hitter. And you can do that in an All-Star game. So it doesn't make it right or wrong. I just thought with it being here in Atlanta to get this party started, he would leave Ronald in the leadoff spot.
You'd like to think that, but, you know, maybe Dave Roberts, the analytics told him to go with Shohei, you know, over Ronald. The Dodgers love that stuff.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, man, we got to talk about something that's out there. I think it's the most insane, stupid, idiotic thing I've heard in a very long time. And I'll tell you why in a sec. But ex-Alabama quarterback Greg McElroy dropped a bomb on his show Monday. He does a show, radio show, called Mac and Cube. It's in Birmingham. And, Mike, he insinuated that Saban might return to the sideline and that he's talked to some people that are really, really close.
Right.
To Nick Saban, and that returning to the sideline for him might not be out of the realm of possibility. Now, here's the thing. He didn't definitively say he was, right, which, of course, leaves him an out. It would have been different if he says, yeah, absolutely, I know he's coming back, and he'll be back next season. But he didn't say that. But the idea that Nick Saban at this point in his career, here's the first question I'll ask you before I'll tell you why I don't believe this. One is, what does he have to prove?
Nothing.
Zero.
74 in October, 73 is Nick Saban.
Zero. He has done everything that you could possibly do as a college football coach, and it's why we consider him the best college football coach in the history of the game in this era of all the change and stuff that has happened, and he was able to do what he did. The second thing is, I don't know if people really realize how important Miss Terry, his wife, is to his life. And the fact that she's been on this journey with him, mm-hmm, the entire way, and he finally says, baby, I'm done. We got, right, the beach house. We got the grandkids. I'm done. Guys, Saban, it's idiotic to believe that he would even – and by the way, where's he going?
Well, that's just it. I mean, the idea that somehow he would go back to LSU, where, of course, he won a national championship. Or, you know, I mean, like, look, I get it. Greg McElroy, you want to say it's clickbait. Whatever it is, that's it. Like, that's his prerogative. Throw it out there. It's one step above that guy from Cleveland. I've got a pretty good source on this one, and I'm hearing. I mean, it's, you know, for those who don't remember, that was something we had a couple months back on the radio about some blowhard who was talking about how there was going to be a trade with Cleveland.
That's right. Yeah.
It's a long story, but anyway. But it was just a knucklehead who was just throwing it out there. Greg's dialed in with the program and certainly with Coach, but at age 73, he just won an Emmy for how good he is on SportsCenter, you know, and it's just a guy who, at this stage of his life, why would you want to get back in this mix, especially when most people perceive him getting out of the college game because of all the things that have happened the last 2 years.
That's the other part of it. If I left the job because I didn't like the mayhem that was involved with the job, then why am I going back to more of that and a lesser program potentially?
Right.
And by the way, all these programs that he's being linked to, because now people are like, well, Saban could end up here. I'm like, okay, first of all, stop it. Florida State doesn't have enough money to pay him.
Again, okay? I can attribute to that.
Michigan, that's not happening. Yep. He's not going to Michigan. I mean, like, the only place, and people say, well, maybe LSU. Okay, well, if Brian Kelly doesn't win.
Right.
But now, even that I have a hard time believing, because, Mike, if he goes back and doesn't win another national championship, it's a fail. He went there and won a chip. He's
right.
Done it.
And the idea of the NFL, that Nick Saban would go to the – now, the good news is he'd go to the NFL. He could be on a team where half the team is guys that played for him. You know?
That's true. That's
but
true.
It is interesting because the only thing missing from the resume was his – basically, he was 500 for his career with the Dolphins. Randy McMichaels talked about it. It didn't work out. But hell, man, the college football landscape is littered with amazing coaches like Lou Holtz. Lou Holtz didn't even make it through a full season with the New York Jets. Falcon fans remember Bobby Petrino quitting with a couple of weeks left. So I think that it's apples to oranges. I mean, there's only, you know, Jimmy Johnson, the three rings. You know, there's not many guys who can walk in both those worlds.
404-726-0929. I don't believe it. But McElroy put it out there and has the world, you know, buzzing about the idea that Saban would come back to college football. And by the way, I can't wait till he addresses this too, because Nick, you know, he has no filter now. He doesn't give a damn. He will address this at some point. And I think he'll dispel all the rumors, but it just makes no sense, guys, on so many levels. It would be different if Nick Saban was 50 and had left and had something to prove,
right,
and felt like he didn't you know, finish the job. Like, he's not there. He's at the end. Like, I've done it.
Right. Remember, like, even like you and I were saying, why did Herm Edwards go to Arizona State? That was seemed like it was just out of character.
Yeah.
And it seemed like a really
to help
bad
a friend,
idea.
To be
right.
honest. Yeah.
You know, Bill Walsh went back to Stanford. If people forget, when he left the 49ers, he got bored. And he wound up going back into football. But in this case, I can't see that with Nick Saban.
All right, guys. We're talking plenty about SEC Media Days. Georgia Bulldogs in town. Of course, Kirby was here. He was on with Andy and Randy. We'll play that full interview for you coming up a little bit later on. Gunnar Stockton speaking to the media as well today. And as we said, other schools, today, every day, it's four different schools, guys. So the next 2 days, we've got more SEC coverage coming your way. Mike and I will be down there broadcasting live. I think Andy and Randy are there tomorrow as well downtown. But Auburn. And Hugh Freeze, look, I watched him today, Mike. It looked like he didn't give a damn. Like, he could care less about any of this stuff that people are saying about the golf and all that. Like, he's just like, well, you know, we're going to be better this year and we're faster. And he was just kind of nonchalant about it. And I thought he might come in a little bit more spicy, you know,
right,
just a little bit more fired up about how the perception is. That's what I got. I mean, you guys, if you watched any of this Hugh Freeze stuff, you guys tell me. He just sounded like a guy that was, hey, I'm coaching my football team, and I don't care what you guys think.
Yeah, I mean, but when you're dead last in recruiting in the most competitive conference in the country, and Auburn is, and your recruiting class depend on who you go with, rivals 24-7, he's ranked anywhere from 80th to 84th
unacceptable
in the country.
Yeah.
You know, if you're an Auburn fan right now, and you're a booster, and you're throwing those checks out there, you know, I mean, I'm having the same conversations with friends of mine for Florida State. A lot of rumors about Norvell having some real problems in state. So we'll find out where that goes. Florida State apparently is moving up the notch. But there's, you're on a hot seat. The last thing you want to do is just kind of blow it off when you're asked questions about the lifeblood of the program.
I agree. Big O, what were you adding there? I'm sorry. Did you say something? Oh, well, let me hear it. I'd love to hear Hugh Freeze because, look, this was my interpretation. You guys tell me, like, he's just answering these questions like it's no big deal.
You know, I really hadn't had to defend it. I just, you know, it's something I enjoy doing, but I assure you it does not take away from my time working to take Auburn back to the top of the college football world.
That is him answering the question about are you, sir, playing too much golf?
How many golf carts can you ride in? How many drivers are too much, Freeze? Yeah, I mean, Coach, we've estimated that you've spent, you know, see, somebody will get underneath the fingernails and figure out just how many rounds he has played. Like they used to make fun of Eisenhower. Eisenhower played more golf than he was in the White House.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, but again, everything was booming, so no one cared. But that is interesting because when things aren't going well, and watch out, Auburn, because you know where this goes. Somebody's going to have an idea about some coach outside the SEC. We'll start this vicious cycle all over again.
Yeah, look, if you're winning games, nobody cares. If you're competing for championships, nobody right. cares. You're in the college football playoff. Nobody cares. Go play as much golf in the summer as you want.
Right.
But when you're rebuilding a program, you cannot be perceived as this is more important than me on the recruiting trail or bringing in the necessary players, Mike, right. that we need to win.
No,
you just can't.
It's almost got Billy Napier fired. Billy Napier, even though obviously we knew he had the most difficult schedule in college football, but he was able to win some games. And, you know, Lagway, obviously the future is bright there. But, you know, that was a guy that, you know, the perception at Florida is the same thing you're hearing about Auburn this year
That's right.
with Hugh Freeze.
Yeah, and again.
He doesn't like recruiting. He's not good at it. And obviously Napier turned that around pretty quick.
Yeah, I don't know how this affects the season, but if it does and things go sideways, it's going to come back to this,
right.
that he wasn't focused and he didn't do the things in the offseason that he needed to do. I've said this about Kirby, guys, and look, we compare everybody to Kirby right now because he's just winning, right? He's winning on all levels.
He's elite.
Mike. Very little time off. I mean, the dude said, yeah, I played a couple of rounds of golf. That was like the two charity tournaments, and then I'm back to – like, he just told Andy and Randy, I'm on the job tomorrow. I'm not even going to go see my wife in Mississippi. No time off. Dude, I'm working. And that is what it takes to be champions in the SEC. And some of these guys, man, I don't know. I'm not saying they don't get it, but maybe the commitment is not there.
You know, the more we're talking – and we'll talk more about it, but the expectations for Texas, whatever Steve Sarkisian had to say on the podium, because, you know, he's got to break through. You know, Michigan and Ohio State, they've gotten to the mountaintop. You know, I mean, Ryan Day, even though you couldn't beat Michigan, you finally got that monkey off your back. You know, the best program without a championship for this last couple of years is now Texas. You know, we'll see if Kirby gets back there. But the pressure on Sark and how he handles that, because, I mean, you and I talked about it. There were a lot of times I looked and I said, I didn't understand why Quinn Ewers was on the field last season.
All right, we're coming back. Plenty more to dive into, guys. Daily Download brought to you by our friends at ATL Live Well. Don't just live well. We'll let you hear what Garrett Nussmeier had to say. Some people consider him to be the best quarterback in the SEC coming into the season. That's on the way on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Coming up, Mike Griffith's going to join us, Dog Nation, in the 5 o'clock hour to kind of help us recap what's going on today with all the news coming down from SEC Media Days. I don't know about you guys. When we get ready for football, and we are here now, by the way, as I say, SEC Media Days kind of kicks off the start of college football for me. Falcons training camp opens up next Thursday. Mike and I will be there, and we're off and running. But when you talk about the quarterbacks in this conference, Mike, whether it's DJ Lagway or Lenore Sellers, who was here yesterday with our buddy Shane Beamer. Garrett Nussmeier threw for 4,000 yards and 29 touchdowns last year for LSU. And I said yesterday, I think Brian Kelly's on the hot seat. I don't think you can clown around and think that they can lose, you know, a bunch of games and he's going to be retained. I just don't believe
that. Brian Kelly has not won an opening game, a season, you know, curtain raiser for the Tigers since he's gotten there. So that's kind of interesting. Lost twice to Florida State. You know, Clemson, by the way. It's going to be, you know, something to see because he kind of put Nussmeier, I'm not saying he put him on blast, but he did say the great leap that Jaden Daniels took between his second year in LSU and basically saying the same expectations for Nussmeier this season.
Yeah, and by the way, I mean, Arch is there. You can talk about all these guys. The Austin Simmons kid out of Ole Miss, I absolutely love. There are a bunch of quarterbacks that could have a coming out party. But I want you to hear Nussmeier because, again, LSU, there is an expectation there, and he talked about it at SEC Media Days.
The high expectations that come with being at LSU and obviously the expectations that around this season, as I said before, they come from within now. You know, we have expectations for ourselves, and I think we've changed the way we think about it. We have the expectations, but not in a result-oriented way, and Coach Kelly's huge on being process-oriented. So not only in our individual processes, but now also as a team on what our thought process is, you know, it starts week by week. And so having that expectation from within ourselves, but also understanding that we have to go handle business week one in order to create that.
I mean, it's a monster game for Nussmeier. You're going into – this is the battle of who is the real Death Valley.
That's right.
Loser must leave town.
And Clemson is good, man. They're going to be good.
Well, Klubnik, it's all – we all go back – we'll talk more about the ACC coming up next week. But Klubnik and the expectations for Clemson, I mean, they still lost to South Carolina. They had some really bad losses last year, yet they still made the playoff. So in the case of Dabo finally relenting on getting into the in the transfer portal, more on that next week, but getting back to Nussmeier, that's a hell of a start. They lost twice to Florida State,
yeah,
and they lost to USC. So Brian Kelly is yet to win week one for LSU.
So real quick, Tiger fans, go Tigers. When you look at this schedule, it's daunting. Mm. And, you know, last year Kirby talked about managing the Georgia schedule and how they went on the road and they played Texas and obviously they won that game. And, you know, the fact they lost at Ole Miss. But I don't think anybody debated this was arguably the hardest schedule in the SEC. And then you look at the Tigers' schedule, LSU's Tigers, this year, and Mike talks about that opening game. All right, so, Mike, let's just hypothetically say you lose that game, right?
Well, the sky will be falling.
Yes, it will be. And it doesn't mean that the season is over. Right. But I also think the Florida game becomes extremely huge early in the season. So here's the hypothetical.
Right.
You lose August 30th at Clemson. You turn around, you beat La Tech, and then you've got September 13th. 2 weeks later, Florida. Lose that game, what happens? Now you're 2-1, and all of a sudden, now the Clemson game doesn't hurt you in the conference, right, but the perception is, uh-oh, this is LSU, here we go. Then you get a cupcake, sorry, in southeastern Louisiana, and then you're at Ole Miss. Mike, you could be looking at three L's in the first 6 weeks of this season.
Right, and one thing about Brian Kelly is he might charm you at first, me and my family, but the guy is kind of, starts with a P and ends with a K. And I'm not talking hockey puck. So he kind of starts to run people off, alienates people, throws players under the bus. All of that has happened the last 2 years at LSU. So it's thin ice. I mean, it's a legitimate hot seat.
It is. And that's the scenario. The other scenario is they beat the hell out of Clemson, they smoke Florida, and all of a sudden maybe they lose to Ole Miss. No big deal. You're rolling.
Right.
But if that other scenario plays out, and it's likely Florida will be ready. I think we went through that hiccup, as you said, there last year, and he was able to revive the program.
And he was, again, he was this close.
He was close.
Getting fired. We talked about Napier, the perception about recruiting last segment. But he's got a great quarterback.
I agree.
And the fact that, you get into a game, where I think you felt if Lagway's 100%, maybe you can hang with Georgia. Yeah. Maybe some fans felt they could beat the Dogs.
I feel like just looking at this schedule, based on what we know right now, again, this all changes once the season rolls around. But I got to tell you, A&M, they play A&M. They've got Alabama on the schedule, obviously, as they normally do.
A&M started like a house of fire, kind of faded
at the end.
South Carolina loss, but that's a tough physical team.
A lot of people like what they brought in. The problem for me is I've heard this all my life, so I don't buy it. But a lot of people, they like what A&M is. But South Carolina at Vandy and Texas A&M. I'm just telling you, it's a gauntlet, man. When you start talking about how you survive and how many games are going to be acceptable for them to lose, I see three L's on LSU's schedule. I really do. And Nussmeier, even if he's really good this year, it could be a problem. Here's Garrett Nussmeier talking about the tough schedule that they face.
Yeah, I mean, it is the toughest conference in all of football. I think that's pretty evident. I don't really care what anybody says about it. To play an SEC schedule week in and week out, you don't get any rest. And so, when you go from what we did in playing A&M to then playing Florida, or to A&M to Alabama to Florida, like, that doesn't get easy, definitely a learning experience, as I said before, just understanding when there's opportunity for me to make plays, when it's the right look, when it's the right play, that's when I have the opportunity to make plays, when it's clean, when it's not. So just learning that.
Mike, he sounds confident. Sounds like he knows what he's talking about.
Remember when he came in when Jaden Daniels got hurt in the LSU and the SEC championship?
Yeah.
He made a hell of a lot of plays.
He did. No, he absolutely did.
He was zipping it.
And remember, I mean, Jaden's there. That's a great point. He waited his turn, right? Now he's the man. And we look to these big kickoff games. That is one that I'm going to be fascinated by as the season gets underway. SEC Media Days going on here in the ATL down at the College Hall of Fame. And, again, Mike and I will be broadcasting down there live. Today we're at Murph's hanging out, man, having a good time. People just hanging out, man, getting ready for the All-Star game. I just reposted a photo, Ronald making his way on the red carpet, Ronald Acuna.
Right.
Acuna for life! And, man, he's got this chain on, Mike. I'm like, ooh, he's all ATL'd out.
Right.
He looks great.
That was the one thing, nothing against Matt Olson, who gave it the old college try. But it was kind of a buzzkill. We were talking about that. And by the way, battery was electric walking in there yesterday.
Was it?
I mean, I'm never good at doing the head count thing, but sure there were a lot of people who didn't have tickets for the game or for the Home Run Derby, but just wanted to be a part of the experience that were in there. So, I mean, it was just, packed. And, I mean, walking through the concourses, packed. I mean, it was – You know, it reminded me of the World Series in 21. I mean, it was just literally no room to wiggle. We were in Anticosta. It was like a sweat box in there. That's, I mean, no, it's just that how many hot bodies were in there. New bar, by the way, opened up called Crew. CRU, have you been there yet? Pretty tight. Some mixologists, you know, some good-looking drinks. But, yeah, it was electric. But that was amongst the people we were talking about, a lot of kids, a lot of guys wearing Acuna jerseys, kind of bummed because he would have brought a ton of swag. And everyone would have just gone bananas. It would have been electric.
I'm telling you right now, go to Put 'Em Up, C Dukes. I just retweeted it. This chain is dope. It's unbelievable. But he's there, and he's talking with some MLB folks and just, you know, again, making his way into the red carpet. They've always done a really good job of making this a bigger event. Used to be, Mike, you know this, guys would just show up at the All-Star game, right?
Right.
And it'd be just, you know, now it's all the build-up and the lead-up to everything that's going to happen tonight. So this is a part of it, but they're showing him come in with his wife, his kiddo, and he's dapping up a bunch of people as he's making his way in.
Yeah, I mean, do you feel for fans out there, and, you know, we were talking about this a little bit yesterday, does it make – I mean, like, still the All-Star game. We're still stoked, upset we lost it in 2021. That the voting laws, for those who understand it and don't, still on the books. And there were a lot more draconian rules with other states. And those other states had gotten the All-Star game. So I thought it was so much of nonsense in 21. I still believe that. I'll die on that hill. But now we got it. But do you feel that the Braves are so, for lack of a better word, uncompetitive? It takes a little bit of luster out of it.
No, it does.
Not more Braves in this game. It's a shame Chris Sale had the injury. Pretty cool to see Chris come in, do his thing as a starter in this, or got a pitcher out of the bullpen.
You want as many guys to rep your team as possible when you get a chance to host this game. Of course, there's no – you don't know that going into it, right? Every year is different. But would there be more of a buzz if there were 7 or 8 of our guys participating in one way or another? Right. You know, even out of the bullpen, whatever the circumstances, maybe 2 more starting pitchers. However, it looked, but I think you just take it for what it is, man. And for Ronald Acuna, I think this is just more proof for a guy who basically missed the first 2 months of the season,
right,
to come back, perform the way he has, and he's an All-Star in his hometown. I mean, it's just
right.
It's more proof that he is him. He's the guy that I've been saying since 2018. He's going to be special. And then he's already, you know, earned an MVP. He's been Rookie of the Year. He's arguably the best player in baseball outside of the guy that's going to lead off tonight.
Right. Now, staying healthy. He's coming. He's hit the ground running. There's been no letdown. And by the way, I mean, do you feel
– And by the way, can I say this too? Because I know somebody's going to say, well, what about Judge? He's a different player. When Ronald is the five-tool guy, Judge doesn't do the things that Ronald can do.
Right.
Judge is an incredible power hitter. And yes, he hits a lot of home runs, but when you saw Ronald at his best when he won the MVP, nobody's doing that.
Right. Now, the thing with Judge, he is a guy we don't get to see very often. The Yankees will be here next homestand after the All-Star break.
Yeah.
But it is a dude, and you know how it is. The All-Star game, this is the only All-Star game in all of pro sports that is real. It's by the same rules that we play before the break and after the break. There's no flag football kind of nonsense in the NFL. Remember the old rules, no blitzing, all that stuff. The NBA is just, you know, it's just basically, you know, end-to-end. It got a little competitive here. They used the Kobe points system. But let's be honest, NHL, same thing. The only thing that brought the NHL in was making it an international affair, which kind of really brought some juice to it. But you got Paul Skeens throwing 100 miles an hour. And you got Aaron Judge, who could very easily, you know, hit it into, like, the interstate. So, but that's, I mean, that's why this is so cool. And it will be kind of neat to see that, even though down here we despise and loathe the Yankees. That's special. And it'll be in those Yankees gray that say New York. Well, our guys will be in their home duties because after that 4 years of crap from 21 to 24, we're out of it. And now we're just the guys in their home and away using. I'm loving this, man. You know me, I love this old school stuff.
I do too. Because it just gives you a sense of pride to have your guys wearing a uniform.
When you were a kid and your team, like for instance, if you're a Braves fan in the 70s, and the Braves weren't very good.
They weren't.
And I had the same experience when it was the Mets. And it was the guy for us back then would be like Lee Mazzilli, who you wouldn't know outside of New York other than watching This Week in Baseball.
Yeah, yeah.
And you would stay up late as a kid to hope that he got in. Now, we got a pinch hit. He got a hit. Yeah, you know. So that kind of stuff. When the Braves, it was probably, you know, it was Murph, you know, for a minute. Of course, they Joe Torre years, they won the division. But, you know, most of the other times probably it was Phil Negro.
Yeah.
You know, that'd be the one Brave.
Yeah, that's a good call. Yeah, you're absolutely right. When those lean years. And even when Murph was winning MVPs, man, I mean, it's funny. Everybody thinks like the Braves were winning world championships back then, and they weren't. I mean, he was great. We had some great players, but the team itself was not winning World Series, you know, year in and year out. I'll say this, too. And as you're talking about, you know, Paul Skeens, who's incredible. Scoobel's pretty good, too. This kid
no joke.
Is legit. So the two starters tonight – Like, this is what it's about, man. And I don't know if it'll be 1-2-3, 1-2-3, up, right, down, but this should be really interesting to watch.
I'm looking at it back in the day. Of course, you know, our man Fricky got to see Hoyt Wilhelm.
He did.
Fricky's not. But, yeah.
Oh, boy, he might be.
Yeah, you know, listening, watching,
I don't care.
Judging. Yeah. But, no, it is kind of cool to go back and you would see your guy. And, again, if it was an emerging star, and then watch him, kind of like Dale Murphy, who came up as a catcher and then made that thing, things happen. But, yeah, tonight, looking forward to seeing that. Just wishing for more guys in Braves white out there.
I did, too. It's unfortunate, but, you know, hopefully we get a good game and a competitive game. I do know this. It won't end in a tie. That's what I do know. 404-726-0929. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, do your research.
Yeah. See, baseball before, I got to be honest, I'm not 100% on Rob Manfred, but Bud Selig had the stupidest idea of all time after the, and this was on the managers, and I want to say it was Brenly and Torrey.
It was.
After the Diamondbacks and Yankees. And the idea was you got to save, look, somebody's not going to get in the game. It ain't Little League, okay? Got to have at least one or two pitchers in reserve. They didn't. They ran out of pitchers, and then Bud Selig goes, next year it matters. Okay, so then home field advantage. Stupidest thing
dumb.
In the whole wide world.
It was dumb.
You play 162 to earn that right, not to have it, you know, made up in an exhibition game.
Yeah, they wanted to bring back the competitive edge to the All-Star game. I covered that All-Star game, Mike, and it wasn't any more competitive than any other All-Star game. It was just weird, the fact that the way it played out. But, yeah, so obviously we've gone away from that, and that's where that reference is. This is not going to end in a tie. And when it did, everybody was like, what do we do? What's going to happen? All right, we got a lot to get to, man. We are hanging out at Murph's today. More SEC conversation. Kirby, we're going to play him around 4 o'clock today.
Okay.
Guy's asking me, dude, what time can I hear Kirby? He was on with Andy and Randy. 4 o'clock, you'll hear what he had to say.
I found it. Your 1978 Atlanta Braves All-Star.
Give it to me.
Phil Niekro.
Here he is.
Biff Pocaroba. Yeah, no joke. And Jeff Burrows. 77, Willie Montanez. For youngsters, he used to famously snap the glove on the catch.
That was a cool look.
Kind of a cool thing. So that was the, you know, years, you'd be like Gary Matthews in 79, one guy.
All right, man. Well, you know what? Again, our guys just represent tonight. Akuya for life. Does he go deep? I'm calling it right now. He's going to go deep tonight. Wouldn't that be special?
I'm just happy with a hit.
Can I just get a hit?
Save it for the second half.
Hey, man, coming up, 4th and 1's on the way. The Jets continue to hand out big checks. We'll tell you who just got one next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.